Listen, Andy, tonight Henry Van Porter is giving a party for ichthyologists. Do you know what that means?
Well, it must mean something, Amos. I'm going to get me a dictionary and see what Mr. Webster say about the thing.
Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, the makers of Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show with their guest tonight, the star of Take It or Leave It, Phil Baker. Everybody in Harlem who is anybody has been invited to a party being given by Henry Van Porter in honor of Professor Newkirk, an eminent ichthyologist, and his daughter Amanda, who have just arrived from the South. Andy, Amos, and the Kingfish have all received invitations, and at the moment, Andy is consulting a dictionary to find out just what an ichthyologist is.
Yeah, what do the dictionary say to Andy about ichthyologists?
Yeah, read it out loud, Andy.
Well, say he is a scientific student of fishes.
Oh, Andy, is you kidding?
No, that's what it is, fellas. I remember Henry telling me about this Professor Newkirk. His life's work is just studying fish. And he's the one that Henry's giving the party for, you know.
Well, he can count me out. I ain't going.
Why not, Andy?
Well, I just don't see where a fish peddler's got no place in society.
Oh, listen, fellas, this Professor Newkirk is a big scientist. They got a story in today's paper about him. Here it is right there. Here the paper.
Well, I ain't going to no party give for him. Now, I know that.
All right, let's see the paper, Emma.
There he is. There's a picture of him.
Well, I ain't interested in nothing but a fish man.
Who is the good-looking gal in the picture there with him?
That's his daughter, Amanda.
Where?
Here.
What time is the party?
Yes, boys, I think this reception that we're giving for Professor Newkirk will be one of the big social affairs of the season.
Yeah, and the professor sure got a pretty daughter, too. Tell me this, is there going to be a lot of other single men there, Henry?
Yes, Andy, I imagine you'll have quite a bit of competition for the young lady.
Oh, yeah, the wolves is going to be howling.
Yes, and I positively know that the one who will appeal to her most is the type of man that's got the same interest as her and her father.
Yeah, well, I got a tie pin with a fish on it. That might make a hit with her.
Yeah, Andy, and the fact that them feet of yours look like flounders, that might be a wedge for you, too, you know.
Well, one thing I'm sure of, it's going to be the man with intelligence in the upper brackets that's going to strike her fancy. Well, boys, I'll see you both at the party tomorrow night, then. I got a lot of things to do. So long, boys.
Yeah, so long, Henry, so long.
See you tomorrow night, Henry. Say, Kingfish, I was just thinking here, what is the best way to show this gal Amanda that I is intelligent?
Well, Andy, that ain't a easy question to answer. Be perfectly frank with you, if that gal is looking for intelligence, after she talked to you for 30 seconds, she's going to know that you ain't no Professor Weinstein.
Yeah. Well, I guess that I might have...
How's it there, fellas? Yeah. Say, I'm glad I found you here, Andy.
What's the matter, Amos?
I was just downtown in my taxi cab hauling a passenger, and when I got back up here in Harlem, I discovered that the man done left his briefcase in my taxi cab.
Well, why don't you take it back to him?
Yeah, well, it's just that I got another passenger in the cab now, and I can't do it. So, Andy, I was wondering if you would take it down in the subway for me. I sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. I ain't got nothing to do.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I dropped the man off at a house, and here's the number of it. And if you look inside the briefcase, you might find the man's name in there somewhere. I got to run along now, so thanks again, Andy.
So long, son. Okay.
Nice-looking briefcase there, yeah.
Sure is. Let's see who the fella's name is that this belonged to. Here's some papers with a letter on it.
What's that?
Let's see what it say here. Mr. Phil Baker.
Phil Baker?
Yeah.
Say, he's the fella on the radio that's got that Take It or Leave It program.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't he the fella that he asks you your name, and if you know the answer, he gives you $64?
Yeah. Say, look what the letters say here. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Baker, attached to this letter are the various questions and answers for your various categories for this Sunday's broadcast.
Categories? What'd that mean, Kingfish?
Well, that mean, well, look, Ann, a word don't always have to mean something, you know. Just
Well, why did they stick it in there?
Well, what it do, it kind of gives the sentence class and don't change the meaning of it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, all right.
Oh, yeah, well, just let's read the sentence and leave the word category out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dear Mr. Baker, attached to this letter are the questions and answers for your various for this Sunday's broadcast. You see, it's just as good without the word in there.
Yeah, I like it even better.
Yeah, you got something there. You know, Ander, I bet a lot of the contestants would like to get a hold of these questions and answers for Sunday's broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, look here. Number one, music. With all the questions and answers about music. Look at that.
Sure is.
Number two, flowers. And there's the questions and answers about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Brother Ander, the thing that is topmost in your mind right now is to get in good with this professor's daughter, ain't it?
That's right.
If I was able to guarantee you that I would make you the head man with this gal and make a little extra money on the side, would you be willing to split that money with me?
I'll say I would.
It's a deal, Brother Ander.
Yeah.
Look here at this next thing. Fish, F-I-S-H, with all the questions and answers. And that's what the professor studies.
Yeah, sure is.
Now, look here. Before we take this stuff back to Mr. Phil Baker, let's copy down all the questions and answers about fish for this Sunday's broadcast. Then we get you on the program, and of course you know all the answers.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, Kingfish. Ain't that cheating?
Cheating?
Yeah.
And we're only learning the answers to the questions, educating ourselves. Would you call going to Harvard for 4 years cheating?
Well, no.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing, just like going to Harvard, only we're taking a shortcut, that's all.
Kingfish, I'll do it.
Right.
Yeah, here's the place right here, Kingfish.
Yeah, now remember, Andy, when we goes in, don't let Mr. Baker know that we knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we calls him Mr. Baker, then he'll know that we done open up the briefcase, and he'll figure that we might have done see the questions and answers, and that spoiled everything.
Yeah.
I'll push the bell here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We don't know that he's Phil Baker, and so when we finds it out, we act surprised.
That's the idea.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Yeah.
What can I... Oh, my briefcase, thank goodness.
Yeah, sir, here you is, mister.
Come in, fellas, come in.
Thank you, sir, thank you. Yes.
Tell me, where'd you find it? I've been going crazy.
Well, you left it in a friend of ours' taxi cab, and he told us where he dropped you off, and we done bring it down here to you.
Yes, sir, and on top of that, we ain't got the faintest idea who you is.
That's right, mister.
And the reason we don't know who he is 'cause we ain't never looked in the briefcase.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, naturally, if we looked in the briefcase, we'd have known you was Phil Baker.
Oh, but you don't know who I am now.
Ain't got the faintest idea.
I know this is a very silly question, but not having looked in the briefcase, how did you know that my name would have been Phil Baker if you had looked in the briefcase?
Well, I, Yeah, that is a silly question, all right.
Arthur, let's skip that one, if you will, please. Arthur.
Well, boy, since you don't know my name is Phil Baker, let me introduce myself. My name is Phil Baker.
Not Phil Baker.
I knew that would surprise you.
Oh, I tell you, you could have knocked us both over with a feather.
Me too.
Yeah.
Boys, since you were nice enough to return this briefcase to me, I'd like to do something for you. Now, let's see. How would $5 be?
Oh, no, sir. We wouldn't accept no money, Mr. Baker. We just done it as a favor to you.
Yeah, I tell you, though, there is one thing you could do. You see, your program is our favorite, and if you could give us a couple of tickets to go see it while we show Priestley.
Why, certainly. I've got some right here. Here's two for you. How's that?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we'll be right down in the first row.
Yeah, and one other thing, Mr. Baker, just in case you were looking for a contestant on the night of the program, I'll let you in on a little something here. Mr. Brown here is a genius.
Oh, really? Well, it isn't often that I meet a genius.
Oh, yes. I guess there's only a few of us left.
Mr. Brown on my program, eh? Say, it might not be a bad idea to have another genius on the program.
Say, Amos, don't you think we get into the Van Porter reception too early? Here's the house right here.
Yeah, well, it might be a little early, but that's all right, Andy.
You know, I was so anxious to meet this Professor Newkirk's daughter, Amanda.
I know you.
And when she find out that I is intelligent and knows all about fish, she's going to fall for me like a ton of brick.
Yeah, well, here we are, son. I'll ring the bell.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Here, let me put my eyeglasses on here. See, I got the kind that sits on your nose with a black ribbon hanging down.
Say, Andy, what you doing wearing glasses?
Well, you ain't never seen a big scientist without glasses, is you?
Say, they sure high class looking, all right. Ain't them the kind they call the pins nails?
Yeah. Well, they is the best kind for men that studies fish. You can see through them, and they hold your nose at the same time.
Yeah. Well, come in, gentlemen. Come in. Come in. Outside of the professor and his daughter, you is the first ones here.
Yeah, well, I'll go over and say hello to your wife, Henry.
All right, Amos. And, Andy, I want you to meet the guests of honor.
Yeah, I sure like that.
Oh, Professor Newkirk, Amanda, I want you to meet a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Andrew H. Brown.
How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do?
Oh, I was pleased to make both your acquaintances.
Well, you'll excuse me. I think there's somebody else at the door.
That's quite all right.
Well, Professor Newkirk, it's a great pleasure to meet another icarologist like I is.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
And it goes without saying that I was always happy to meet a icarologist's daughter, too.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I always love the study of fish. Truth of the thing is, I hangs around the fish market most of the time.
Most of the time?
Not on the hot days, of course. I got a big laboratory, too, you know. Thing holds 4 quarts. I got 2 goldfish in it.
Amazing. Amazing, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, I hate to tear myself away, but I think I'll walk out and get a breath of fresh air.
Certainly, Professor, certainly.
Well, Mr. Brown, as a noted ichthyologist, I guess you've made quite a few discoveries.
Well, there's one discovery I done made.
And what is that?
You is the prettiest gal I done ever seen.
Why, Mr. Brown, well, science is certainly making remarkable progress.
Honey, getting down to brass tacks and forgetting to warm up, I want to say that I loves you with all my heart.
Oh, now, Mr. Brown, I can hardly believe that.
Oh, it's the truth. And I ain't never said that to no other professor's daughter in my whole life, neither.
Well, I think you're very nice, too.
Ah, that settles it. How about you having a date with me Sunday night as my guest?
Why, that sounds wonderful. Where will we go?
Well, you and your father just stay in your hotel and listen to me on the radio.
Oh, are you going to be on the radio?
Oh, sure, on the Take It or Leave It program with Phil Baker. And then, of course, after the program, why, I'll come up to your hotel and we'll all go out together. How did that sound?
Oh, it sounds very exciting. You're going on a quiz show. You know, Mr. Brown, there's nothing that I admire more than an alert, well-informed, intelligent man.
You know, honey. I has made the order for you.
Tonight, Andy is going to attend the Phil Baker broadcast with a kingfish while Professor Newkirk and his daughter Amanda listen in. After the little hint they drop, the boys feel certain Mr. Baker will call on Andy to act as one of the contestants. Right now, Andy and the kingfish are in the office, making sure that Andy will not only win the money, but also greatly impress the girl.
Now, Brother Andy, here is all the questions and answers that Mr. Baker going to ask you on his program tonight.
Yeah, I got to memorize them, ain't I?
Now, all you got to do is to memorize the answers in this one thing, ichthyology. That's the category number 3, you see. Forget about the rest of them.
Okay.
Now, take the first question. Here, you see, he usually starts off by asking a silly one. What fish if it could make a sound, would go meow. Of course, the answer here is catfish. See this?
I wonder if I can remember that.
Yeah, well, you don't have to remember the whole thing. Just catfish is the answer to the first question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now on the second the one there, the answer is sardine. Now, just remember that. You don't have to know the question.
Yeah, oh, the answer is the important thing, yeah. That's all I got to say up there, huh?
Yeah, well, of course, now, Mr. Baker might ask you a few personal questions, make jokes about him, you know, or, you know, what your name is and where you live. He might even ask you what you do for a living.
He going to make a joke about that?
Well, I don't know. That don't get much to get his teeth in to do it there. Anyway, Ander, you spend the rest of the afternoon now memorizing these answers. Then you and me will go down to the broadcasting studio about 9:30.
Yeah, and by then I'll know these answers better than my own name.
Now remember, Ander, right after the broadcast, you got to give me half of the $64 that you're going to win.
Oh, sure.
So as soon as you come off the stage, why, you have the $42 ready for me.
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, wait a minute. Is 42 half of 64?
Well, certainly it is, Ander.
Sure sounds like a big half, don't it?
Brother Ander, I wants to be fair about this thing. If you likes my half better, then you can take it and I'll take the other 42.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Kingfish, I'd rather do it that way.
All right, folks, we're going to be on the air in about 10 minutes and we still need one more contestant. I'll draw another number. Here we are, number 12. Mm. Number 12.
Oh, that's me.
Why, number 12, step right up here, sir.
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to, Mr. Baker. Yes, sir, yes.
No, don't climb over the footlights. Just come up those steps on the side.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Kingfish, can I get my feet through here?
Yeah, take off your derby, too, Andy. And look here, remember, category number 3, the answer to the first question is catfish.
I know, Kingfish. I know.
Right up those steps there. That's right. Now, if you'll just sit over there with the other contestants.
Yes, sir.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I say, we'll be on the air in a few minutes.
Let me know when you're ready for me, Mr. Baker.
Oh, yes, I'll be sure and let you know. As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be on the air in a few minutes, and we want to give all the people listening in a good show.
Mr. Baker, the $64 I'm going to win, you pay that in cash, don't you?
Say, take it easy there. You might not win it.
Oh, Mr. Baker, can I speak with you a minute over here, please?
Certainly, Charlie. Sit tight, folks. I'll be right back.
Say, Phil, the sponsor insists on changing the categories, inasmuch as the questions and answers were out of your hands for a while.
All right, I didn't think it made any difference, but if that's the way they want it, fine.
Well, here are the new questions and answers.
Well, how about changing the categories on the blackboard?
Well, I'm having the boy do that now before they take the blackboard out on the stage.
Well, I guess there's no harm in making the change. Certainly won't make any difference to anybody. Baker following through with Take It or Leave It, and here's our next contestant coming up to the microphone.
Yes, sir, coming up, yes, sir, yes.
I hope you're not nervous.
No, sir, I'm just shaking because I was cold.
All right, let's get started. What is your name?
Catfish.
Your name is Catfish?
No. My name is Andrew H. Brown.
All right, tell me, Mr. Brown, have you selected a category? Just look up there on the board and you can pick anyone you want.
Yeah, well, I don't have to look on the board. I take number 3.
Oh, zoology, huh?
Well, it ends with ology. I know that.
All right, I'll ask you the first question.
Catfish.
Wait a minute. I don't know whether it's too important, but I haven't asked you the question yet.
Well, irregardless of the question, that's the answer.
Well, all right. You've got a dollar. And in case the sponsor is listening in, I'll pay this out of my own pocket. Would you like to try for $2?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go for $2. What animal, now virtually extinct, used to roam the plains in the far west?
A sardine.
I hate to see you lose out in the contest so early. Is it possible that you're talking about a sardine on the order of a buffalo?
Yes, sir.
Sort of a water buffalo, huh?
Yes, sir.
That gives
right.
you $2. That's fine. Now, would you like to try it before?
Yes, sir.
All right, the third question. Tell me, do you know what an elephant is?
Yes, sir.
For not saying catfish, you get $4.
Would you like to try for eight?
Well, could we skip the eight and get right down to the 64?
Not so fast, my friend. Next question.
This is question number four, ain't it?
Right. There's a well-known saying about the elephant that you must know. Can you tell me what it is the elephant never does?
Goes up the Columbia River to spawn.
Well, that's not exactly the answer I have down here. But who am I to say you aren't right? You've got $8. By the way, just for my own information, are all your answers going to be about fish?
Well, naturally, that's what category number three is all about, ain't it?
Oh, I think I'm beginning to see a light. Well, Mr. Brown, that brings up a question in my mind.
Well, if it's number five, they breathe through their gills.
Let me see what question number five is. How do mother bears recognize their own cubs? And you say they breathe through their gills. The elephants and bears are certainly doing strange things this year, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's apparent to everyone that these answers don't fit the questions like a glove. As a matter of fact, this is the first time in the history of Take It or Leave It that anyone has gone through this many questions without even getting on the subject.
Well, can I help it if you don't know the right questions?
Mr. Brown, it's obvious that your chief interest in life is fish.
Yes, sir.
And without going any further, I'm going to declare you a winner.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I hereby award you 64 cans of sardines.
Hello? Hello, Amanda. This is Andy. Did you hear the broadcast? Oh, you did, huh?
Hey, lay it on there, son. I can hear you now.
What is that? But Amanda, you can't do that. Well, I was figuring on me and you having a little sardine supper together.
She done hung up on you, ain't she, son?
Yeah. Well, Amos, I guess I done missed again.
Yeah. Well, you know, what did she say to you, Andy?
Well, she says she never want to see me again.
Why?
Well, she done heard me on the radio and say that I was stupid and dumb. And by pretending that I was an expert on the science of fishes, she say I was even lying about that, too.
Well, Andy, that's what happens whenever you tries to pretend that you are somebody that you ain't.
Yeah, that's the reason for the whole mess, all right.
And I've done told you all your life that you has got to cut out pretending. You has got to be yourself. No matter how humble a man is, you'll find that people will love you for just being yourself. That's all you got to do. And believe me, Andy, you'll do much better with everything in life.
Yeah, Amos, you're right.
Won't you shake hands with me on it, Andy? Why don't you start today? It ain't too late, Andy. You is a nice enough guy.
Yeah, Amos, put it there.
Oh, that's the stuff.
You is right. I was crazy to think that I could make that gal believe that I was a big ichorologist. From now on, I ain't gonna make people believe nothing that I ain't and all that stuff. I ain't gonna... Wait a minute. Who is this coming in?
Pardon me, but could either of you gentlemen tell me where the Harlem Art Gallery is?
I know where it is. What you want to go there for, miss?
Well, I'm an art student, and they're having an exhibit of paintings up there.
They is, huh? Well, now, how about me walking up there with you? It just so happened that I is a great painter myself.
All right, here's Amos and Andy again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank you for listening in, and we hope you enjoyed our show.
Thanks for me, too, folks.
Next week, we are going to have as our guest that fine actor of stage and screen, Mr. Raymond Massey. And, as usual, is going to be in trouble up to his neck.
I is? Oh, me.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, folks.
¶¶
sure and be with us next week at this same time, friends. Bill Baker appears through the courtesy of the Eversharp Company.